Now, it was apparently written in about 45 to 50, not any later than 50 or not any earlier than 45, but probably nearer 45. Now, there have been those that have said that James wrote his epistle to combat the teaching of Paul, that he emphasizes works and Paul was emphasizing faith. Now, I'm going to go into that later on here, but may I say to you very candidly, that couldn't be true because the first epistle that Paul wrote was 1 Thessalonians, and the earliest that could have been was 52 to 56, so that even Paul's first epistle was not written until after James had written. James is the first writer in the Scripture, if you take it chronologically. And very frankly, when you look at it like this, well, you have to admit, and I heard, by the way, a liberal speaking one time, and he made the mistake of saying that James wrote in order to correct Paul and his doctrine of justification by faith. But that man hadn't looked into it very thoroughly, or he wouldn't have made that boo-boo. Actually, and I'll go into this later, the theme of James isn't works at all. It's faith, the same as Paul. He tells you what faith produces. Now, I'm going into that later on, so let me come back here to the introductory matters that have to do with this. And probably I ought to go into it this far, at least. You find that both men are putting an emphasis on faith and on works. They use the expression a great deal. I think James' entire theme throughout the epistle is faith and what faith does. And they give the two aspects of faith, of justification by faith. And Paul emphasizes both, by the way. He makes it very clear that faith is the way that you're justified, but that faith produces works. And he could say, though, for by grace are ye saved, and not of works, lest any man should boast. And it's not by works of righteousness which we have done. But Paul also wrote, these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they who have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. That's Titus 3:8. And then in Ephesians 2:10, he says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Now, faith is the root of salvation. Paul emphasizes that. Works are the fruit of salvation, and that's the thing that James emphasizes. Faith is the cause of salvation, and works the result of salvation. And when Paul talks about works not saving you, he's talking about works of the law. And when James emphasizes that works are important and essential, he's talking not about works of law, but the works of faith. Show me your faith without your works. I'll show you my faith by my works. And God looks down, sees your heart. He knows whether you believe or not. That is justification by faith. But your neighbor next door, he doesn't see your heart. He can only go by your works, by the fruit of it. And we'll be talking about that quite a bit in this epistle. Now, I consider the two key verses in this epistle, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. And then James 2:20, but wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Now, as we've indicated before, this is a practical epistle, and James was a very practical individual, apparently. Tradition says that he was given the name of Old Camel Knees, and the reason is he spent so much time in prayer. And he deals with practical issues like the ethics of Christianity, not doctrine. And he's really going to bear down on that, by the way. But he won't get away from faith at all. And the Epistle of James, as we've indicated, has been compared to the book of Proverbs, and also the Sermon on the Mount. And justification by faith is demonstrated by works, and justification by faith must be poured into the test tube of works and of words and worldliness and of a warning to the rich, by the way. Now, you have in the outline that I've given, in the first three chapters, the verification of genuine faith. Now, how can you tell? God tests faith, first of all, by trials, and we have that now here in the first 12 verses of the first chapter.